KE8YGV monitoring.
CQCQKF8FMJ. CQKF8FMG.
KF8FMG, W8WWP.
What's going on, man? Where are you broadcasting from?
KF8FMG, W8WWP.
Got you loud and clear. Where are you talking from?
Hi, good afternoon. My name here is Dave. I'm in Casco Township. How about you?
Nice to meet you, Dave. I'm over in Chesterfield Township.
Yeah, good deal. What's the name there?
Name's Austin, KF8FMG.
Yeah, hey Austin, how you doing? Did you participate in Winter Field Day, what was it, last weekend, weekend before?
No, but I'm waiting until summer, too cold for me.
Yeah, I didn't, I helped out the Lance Cruise Club with a, with some satellite stuff, but I didn't, it was a little cold, but luckily the wind wasn't blowing. I wasn't outside or anything, but yeah, summer field day is a little better.
Glad it worked out. I'm actually a member of Lance Cruise.
Ah, okay. Yeah, me too. I've been there for many, many years. I'm up here now in Casco, so I'm a little farther away for club meetings. I usually just do the Zoom meetings anyway. I think I'm going to join the EMARC club up here in Marysville or Port Huron, and they got a club meeting on Tuesday, so I was going to check that out.
Good deal. You want a base station?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. It's just a it's a Yaesu F, what is this thing? FTM-200D, and unfortunately, I don't have a great antenna, so if I'm noisy, I apologize. I'm not just a quarter-wave mag mount stuck on the refrigerator here in the house, so not a great setup.
No, you sound good. I'm on a FTM 300, or 310, I should say.
Yeah, do you get on any of the Wires X machines, or the, what do they call it, C4FM, the Yaesu repeaters? You do any digital stuff?
I haven't tried yet. I just put this radio in my truck yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Well, the last cruise repeater, the 442-925, that one's on digital. And if you're a club member, you probably get the newsletter. They got the frequency on there and all that stuff. But that repeater works pretty good. I'm not sure about too many other ones. Again, I don't really have an antenna to listen around and play around too much. But are you newly licensed?
Yeah, I've got it within the last month.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, welcome to the hobby. What kind of things are you interested in doing with radio? Any mode or anything that grabs you?
Really just for emergency prepping. APRS looks pretty cool. Might check that out.
Yeah, I played around with APRS quite a bit. I've got a tiny track that you can put in a vehicle so you can track a vehicle, and I've pinpoint APRS is a real cool program you might want to check out and download. There's quite a bit of activity actually on APRS, but a lot of people think it's no good. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Something to put in a toolkit.
Yeah, I downloaded the app and actually used it with a Baofeng handheld. Seemed to work all right.
Yeah, I know these Yaesu radios, they've got APRS built in. I haven't played with it, so I'm hoping to get a couple towers put up here in the next couple months here once the weather gets better and get my satellite stuff put back up, and then hopefully get a tower where I can put some UHF, VHF stuff on it, and do some digital modes and try some stuff with WinLink. WinLink's real cool. You might want to look into that, too. You can send and receive email. That's real useful.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I got a lot ahead of me. But I'm about to pull up to my house right now. I'll be clear and monitoring KF8FMG.
Okay, Austin. Nice meeting you. Maybe I'll catch you at a club meeting sometime. Have a good afternoon. WAWWP 73. ABA mobile.
In the world of DX, five operators will be active during the AU-7RS de-expedition to Agati, IOTA number AS-011 in the Lac Chadweep Islands. The activation is scheduled for the 8th through to the 14th of February. Be listening on 160 through 6 meters, where they will be using CW, single sideband, and FD8. They will also operate via the QO-100 satellite. Andre, PD1DRE, is using the call sign PJ2/PD1DRE from Curacao, IOTA number SA099, until the 4th of March. He is calling QRZ on single sideband and FT8 or FT4. In Plasencia, Belize, listen for Waltz W0CP using call sign V31DJ, operating CW and single sideband. His wife, Mary, K0Z Victor, will be using the call sign V31DK, operating FT8 and FT4. They will be on the air from through to the 27th of February. John, W5JON, is active with the call sign V47JA from St. Kitts, IOTA number NA104, through to the 3rd of February. He is operating single sideband and FT8 on various bands. For all these contacts, see QRZ.com for QSL information.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
People who are familiar with goats will tell you that they are strongly associated with courage, resilience, and tenacity. Families of goats are almost always close-knit, social, and very supportive of one another. So what do goat families have to do with Washington State's Henderson family? Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, is here to explain it in our final story for the week.
In early January, 14-year-old Niels Henderson became the youngest mountain goat in the U.S. in the Summits on the Air Awards scheme. He did it barely 1 month after his 16-year-old brother, Soren, KK7UKE, set the same record on a snowy summit this past Christmas Day. Their mother, Corinne, KK7ULL, was the first in the family to ascend to mountain goat heights. She achieved that status this past October after 13 months of steady SOTA activations. With 1,000 points needed to classify a SOTA activator as a mountain goat, that means a total of 3,000 points between proud mom and her two sons. Corinne told Newsline that the family decided in 2024 that amateur radio would be great to have along on their adventures as avid hikers. And so they went for it, joining her husband Jason, KC7EPG, who has been licensed since his teens. Jason had convinced them that amateur radio would add another measure of security when they were hiking in areas with poor cell service. Then, members of their ham radio club suggested that the family start activating summits. She and Jason were hooked. Corinne said that work commitments recently slowed Jason's climb to join his goat family at the top, but he's getting there. With Jason needing only 80 more points, she said that before too long, quote, "We'll be our own little SOTA mountain goat herd," end quote. No doubt the Hendersons will be one herd who's definitely being heard. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
How about the snowman?
You sound real good.
Are you ready to write a ham radio haiku? Well, it's easy, even if you've never written a single line of poetry in your life. Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite on-the-air activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work, and then sit back and wait to hear whether your inspired haiku will be highlighted on our website, where everyone can read it. With thanks to Angela N3RB, Amateur Radio Daily, Australian Broadcasting Corp., Brisbane Times, Carl Davis, W8WZ, Conrad Troutman, N2YCH, Corinne Henderson, KK7ULL, David Behar, K7DB, the 425DX Bulletin, Hambention, James Gifford, N8KET, Matt, K2EAG, NASA, Northern Arizona DX Association, QRZ.com Forums, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space.com, the Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all for the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. We wish all our listeners the very best for the year ahead in 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
This concludes Amateur Radio Newsline. The East Coast Reflector is now open for normal use.
Just curious if that's a sanctioned event up there on the Lapeer repeater, rebroadcasting the ham radio hotline or whatever it is. This is WAFU.
What was the question? Hi, this is Dick, WB2JPQ.
Yeah, hey, Dick, I just never heard that before. This is Sean down here in Macomb County. I'm just wondering, is that a regularly sanctioned thing? I just never heard it before. We might adjust our schedule, connect schedule accordingly. Just as curious if it was sanctioned.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did it, and Kevin chops it up to make it sound nice, like not the way that they roll it out. Yep, at 1 o'clock East Coast time on Sundays, and at 10 o'clock Wednesday nights, played twice a week. 1 o'clock East Coast on Sunday, and 10 o'clock East Coast on Wednesday night.
All right, excellent. I'll let them know that that's a sanctioned thing on the Lapeer, and if they don't want to hear it down here on the local repeater, they can schedule accordingly. But I see no harm. I just really wanted to make sure it had your blessings. That's really what I wanted to be sure of, because I just never happened to catch it before. But that's more about my listening habits than anything. How you been otherwise?
I've been good. It's good to hear you again and look up to see who it was. From Michigan, I wasn't sure. I was in Zoom here talking to the guys and heard something, somebody had something. So that's good. Yep, twice a week, so yeah, connect up. So, I don't know. We have no idea. Probably 400 connections, close to 400 connections now that heard it. So, number three, this is WB2JPQ.
Very good. No, it's good. It's good stuff. Like I say, and no problem with it. Just okay. Cool. We'll catch you later. W8FU. Take care.
EC2 should not be, or ECR should not be coming through on I2. I'm dropping that.
I hear you in there, my friend, but you're very, very noisy. I see you coming in on W8LAP repeater there, 146.62, but you're very noisy. Very, very noisy. This is Dick, WB2JPQ. I just recognized the last couple of letters of your call sign, Wyatt.
Roger, I gotta talk pretty loud on my mic. I'm using my
Baofeng
handheld.
Well, you're a little bit better that time, a better signal. Boy, I don't suppose you got anything to build yourself a little plane.
My apologies again, I'm just trying to understand this. JPQ, you're an East Coast reflector. I'm just curious. I'm asking specifically if somebody here in the Lapeer area, do you have that linked to the East Coast reflector, that repeater?
I dropped it, Sean. You can't hear you. Who? Somebody in Lapeer decided to connect the Lapeer repeater to the East Coast reflector. Can they please identify?
All right. Thanks, Fred. W8FU.
Yeah. Whoever on Lapeer decided to connect it to the East Coast reflector, please don't do that. W8CMN.
This is KF8FQN listening.
This is KFAFQN listening. This is KFAFQN clear.
WAFU, this is KFAFQN. This is KFAFQN clear.
FLC listening.
Hi, jump now, Max. KBSWR.
Okay, Roger there. We had a couple of DHS check-ins earlier. Thank you, Jeff. KB8SWR, and we've also got you on the log. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started. Let's see, I guess I get to start it off. There's only one thing on my calendar this week that's Oxcom related, and that's Tuesday, February 3rd, will be Eye of a Storm. It's a statewide functional exercise. As you can guess from the name, it's a weather-related event. It actually is a two-day exercise, but only the first day of it, February 3rd, will be an activation of the SEOC. February 4th, it's DHHS folks are doing some other exercise activities surrounding that in a mass casualty event. Hope everybody is having a good week ahead and have a good groundhog today, tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to see a shadow or not. We'll just find out. Let's see. Let's go to NAODE to be followed by WPA-CTV. Mr. Mike, thank you for providing the remote today. How are you doing?
Hey, little Pete. You threw me right on the hot seat first thing. I can't believe that. Everything's fine here. The roads are finally cleared, and nothing new really going on here. Just listening to the net and listening to you guys, expecting some company here in a little bit, but I figured they'd key up right about now, or show up right about now, because, you know, company always shows up at the most inopportune times. But all righty, and thanks for being net control, and I'll listen out in case I'm needed. NAODE.
All right, NAODE, KEAQN, Mr. Secretary, RPS, CMAT. Yeah, thank you again for riding along, and hope you have a good evening with your company. Let's go up to District 7, WBA-TQV, followed by KD8RAC. Mr. Mike, how are things up your way?
Good afternoon, Max. KE8DON, Michigan Air, but you'll see that WBA-TQV, Mike, not today.
Smoothly and avoids a lot of ugliness. So if you are interested in the
throughout the states, usually we end up within 3 to 5 kilohertz of the announced posted frequency. Sometimes we have to go a little bit farther. Anyway, that's about it from here, except for the weather report, which today started out kind of gray, but it turned into an absolutely gorgeous one. Wall-to-wall sunshine and blue sky, thermometers at 25 degrees. And for once, I think it might have been accurate. I got outside for a few minutes, and it was really nice. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet, so I'm not too concerned about what that road has to say tomorrow. I think we'll just make sure we keep the wood pile up and know where the warm clothing is. Back to that, WBATTZ.
All right, WBATTZ, T-Luck 8 Delta, for November, Mission Section ATS, CNET. Yeah, the Max and MITM that, when I got to train it earlier this week, it sounded like it was pretty active, which I hope was a typical day, and or becomes even more typical if it hasn't been. It is the morning net is a fun one, the Max net in particular, because it's half message traffic and half social, or that proportion will change depending on how much traffic there is to pass, but it's always social at the end of it. They go around the horn and see how everybody's doing. The MITN, if you're looking just to get in and out with a net, that's the one to join. Sometimes if you blink, you can miss it, because they'll check in and if there's no traffic, it's done. Yeah, check 40 meters, the 7232 frequency, and look upward. If they're not there in the morning, you'll find them. And then 39 or 52 in the evening for the MITN. The weather, yes, our weather here was low single digits this morning, although it was very sunny. And in fact, it's been sunny all day, so it's warmed up into the low 20s now. It's funny, I didn't feel cold when I was outside at that time of the morning walking into church, but I don't mind weather in the 20s or even warmer. So there you have it. Let's see, next we'll go to KW8RHP to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Brett, how are things in Calhoun?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon, everyone on the net as well. Not much going on. We got our test coming up this Saturday, so looking forward to that. Other than that, just been working a lot and dealing with weather. That was, I think it was -6 or -8 this morning here. So I think Kalamazoo County had it was a record low this morning. So, but hopefully it'll warm up. It doesn't look like it's going to warm up anytime soon, based on long term, at least over the next week or week and a half. Not too much. I was hoping I would be able to break loose and participate in the functional, but that's not going to be the case. So I will be, I'll be at work. So we're just making some plans to for maybe a ham in a day and a cert class probably in the end of March, beginning April timeframe. So that's about it here, man. Have a great day. Thanks for running the net. This is KD8RHP.
All right, KD8RHP, KD8DON. Well, thank you for everything down there. Yeah, boy, record low temperatures. I don't think we got any record lows here in Midland County. We've had some cold temperatures. I know the thermometer was on the other side of zero a couple of mornings there. And those are things I didn't bother going outside until it was much warmer. But and I do understand that we have another cold snap coming our way. So, yeah, more to come. Let's see here. We're going to go to KW5AS, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Skip, how are things up in the UP?
This is KW5AS. Well, things are slow up in the UP. Actually, it's a beautiful day today, like everywhere else. It was sunny and in the upper 20s. So, very nice day here. But not much going on. In fact, there hasn't been much going on for a while now. Work with the winter field day, but doing it from home barefoot. One thing I was counting on was getting a lot more points once the big boys go to bed in the evening. Well, with winter field day, everybody goes to bed. There's simply just workstations out there, when that's where I usually get all my points put together for winter field day, is once everybody else goes to bed. Then it's more enjoyable. for a patient barefoot to be able to go through, get contacts, and just I find it much more relaxing than the jam-packed, high-powered stations kind of overwhelming everybody. But with that, not much going on here. Most signals are pretty good, even with my high noise level here. Most signals are seem to be pretty good tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you, KW5AS, over, over, over.
All right, KW5AS, KEADLM, Michigan Section EIPL CNET. Yeah, as I said, has suggested, your signal has come up quite a bit since you first checked in. So it looks like all signals are coming up. So good to hear from you. Glad you had some fun there at Winter Field Day. It's kind of funny, everybody stays indoors for Winter Field Day, but it's probably not quite as the spirit of what was intended, but who cares? You want to say, you want to stay comfy, I guess. All right, I said we're going to take a check, standby, and let's do that. So this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta off to November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If there's anybody who would like to check in, please say so now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform, W1BLU, Macomb County.
Okay, I've got KC8YDF and W1BLU out of Macomb County there. Good afternoon. Any other stations before we continue, please call.
Kilo Charlie.
This is November 8, Kilo, November Sierra, Don in Macomb County.
Okay, I have November 8, Kilo Lima Sierra, and then there was a Kilo Charlie 8 station. Can you come again, please?
Yep, Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha Alpha Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha Alpha Foxtrot. Got you there, sir. Good afternoon. Any more stations, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, speaking of Macomb County, we'll go back to the roster, and N-A-W-R-O, Tim, to be followed by N-A-D-R-L. Mr. Tim, how are things your way?
Thank you, Max. This is N-A-W-R-O. My name is Tim, one of the AECs here in Macomb County. Well, this past Friday, we finished up our mutual aid staffing assistance with Warren CERT team at their warming center in Warren. We had one of our members there at close, 6:30 p.m. when they ended. This event the past week was a good test for our new deployment system, which worked quite well from the admin side. We're now able to issue necessary deployment documents such as the MIKBUG Know Before You Go form, and I'd like to give many thanks to our IT guru, KE8WUO, John, for all the hours he's put in on that. Looking forward to our in-person meeting, February 19th, a Zoom presentation by none other than KB8SWR Jeff from Central Michigan regarding their MI5 VMR network, kind of a beyond the basics class. A lot of interest in that one. Max, that's all the news from Macomb County this week. As always, many thanks to Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing the local VHF and UHF links. This is NAWRO. Back over to you.
All right, NAWRO, KEADLM. Yes, thank you, and thanks. A big shout out to all of the folks at the Central Michigan Emergency Network, WATMN. They provide a lot of services, including the remote links that you're needing today, but there are several layers to their network and a number of services that are available to your services. If you all aren't familiar with them, it's WATMN.net. We'll get you some exposure to all the things that you can do on their network. Let's So next, up in the Saginaw County, we'll talk to my cousin from a different family, I guess, and N8ERL to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Daly, how you doing?
Hey, thank you, Max. Oh, beautiful day today. My wife and grandsons went to Frankenmuth to the Ice Festival. Had a great time. Sun, bright sun. Wind was down, so it was very enjoyable for them. Basically, I'm going to just give you a check-in. I don't have just a couple of comments. One thing I found interesting, I've been doing a little bit of scanning I wouldn't say researching, but looking over the differing opinions of what our emergency radio service has been evolving to. A lot of interesting comments out there. Of course, I know, Max, you're all over that. And someday, if we ever get a chance to have an eyeball, I'd like to really talk to you about it and kind of see what some of your opinions are. I've also been quite intrigued by the expedition to the Sankeo Island by Puerto Rico. What a fascinating story that is, how they have set up the island where they can be very, I guess you would say, innovative and be able to run the expeditions remotely. Some of you probably know that the island struggled for years with invasive species and lost a lot of their species that were traditional to the island, and how it was used as a gunnery range during World War II, which basically makes it off limits for anyone to be on the island. So just kind of fascinating. Max, back to you, V8DON from NADRL.
NADRL, KEADON, yeah, good signals, by the way, as always. Geez, I wish I'd known the Ice Festival this weekend. I wish we might have even gone to it today, but oh well. Let's see here, I forgot all about that. That's always fun, and with the weather we've had, no problem with the ice melting. I would be delighted to chat with you about the current state of emergency radio services in support of emergency management. Anytime sit down for coffee and you're in your neighborhood, so we could do that easily. And the expeditions are really fascinating areas to study. There's a lot of logistics and planning to go into those things, and I'm sure it's a heck of a lot of physical work and effort that goes into it. It's not just plain radio. There's a whole lot of other stuff that goes hand in hand with it. All right, let's go to KAJDD to be followed by NANOR. Mr. Jim, how's things in Washtenaw County?
KAJDON, Max, and everybody on the net. This is Jim, KAJDD, ECRO from Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. Working on potential plans for what we'd like to do this year, things we'd like to accomplish. Get those worked out. Now I get my AECs, and we'll see where it goes from there. Had a great meeting with Ben, our EM, so folding in his comments into that. Other than that, on a personal front, I got a new tablet-sized digital full-scope. I've been playing with that. That's been a lot of fun, sort of booting around with that. Regarding the weather, nice weather down here, and the way I look at it, I'm one day closer to spring. So with that, thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KHABD, KEADON, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. I'll do have fun with the new digital toy there. Let's see here. We'll go next to N8NOR to be followed by KB8TTW. Mr. Ken, how are things down your way? November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November. You up for comment?
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo. Barely can hear you, Net Control. Since I spoke to you at the top of the hour, your signal has dropped off into the noise, so I'll be very brief tonight. Everything's fine here. Weather's great here in Port Michigan 5th District, but
Hopefully the weather is going to moderate here soon. I know this week it's going to be a little warmer, and about a week from today the temperature goes back down. I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks, though, we'll see things climb up. As somebody else said, I'm going to be the optimist. We're only about 5 weeks till spring. I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR. All right, N8NOR, KEADUM, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Well, if my signal went down, yours came up, so go figure it, that one-way propagation. Good to hear from you, as always, though. Let's come back up to Midland County and talk to KDADPWD, followed by WDA-AXB. Mr. John, how you doing?
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm doing well. It's 23 degrees here in Midland, so I guess that's a heat wave. For winter field day, it was 20 below zero, and I just didn't have it in me to even travel 20 miles away to the group over there, so my apologies to you guys. It was just too cold, so I stayed home and stayed in the comfort of my home. It was nice to give contact to some of the stations. I didn't run QRP. I thought I'd make it easy for the field stations to hear me, so I ran about 70 watts CW, and there were a couple of stations. One of them was in Minnesota. It was three stations, and it was outdoor. And honestly, I don't see how they could do it. Maybe I would try that if I was maybe 40 or so years younger. That's all for the net, Max, KDA-TGW.
All right, Dan, KDA-TGW, KDA-TLM. Yeah, I understand that standing out in the cold thing while I'm working the radio. KDA-TGW, Pete, the state coordinator, and also the EC up in Moose County. He sends me pictures and videos and stuff of folks working the various snowmobile dog sled races up there. And that is a grueling effort. They stand out there in the snow, which is shallow, and the cold, and the wind, and they do good stuff. So hats off to them. And for the folks in Minnesota, well, they could probably just walk in the park, I guess. All right, let's go to WDA-AXPD, followed by KB9IAR, Mr. Charlie. How are things down in Kalamazoo for you?
Hey, Max. Doing pretty well. This is WD8AXB. Yep, this is Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, a little town of Vicksburg, not too far away from N8NOR. Good to hear, I guess with me included, at least five stations from District 5. So, going to try to get a couple more guys on the air. For some reason, 80 meters is just a bridge too far sometimes. And I just don't get it because that's the bottom band I try to strive for in any antenna installation and then go up in frequency from there. Now, that's unusual that I'm out hearing Ken tonight. My 80-meter antenna is a loaded 80-meter antenna. It's a 40-meter dipole with loading coils and a couple of end wires. So it's short for 80 meters. And Max, I have not heard you drop out. You sound really good tonight. Wish you had a little more strength, but you have not dropped out as far as my signal is. So that's a head scratcher why Ken is out hearing me tonight. He's got the full size wire antenna that can trap your signal quite well where he is about 5 miles or so north of me. So not much going on this week as far as ham radio is concerned. So I'm wondering, should stations stand by 3932 on Tuesday morning or 7232 Tuesday morning just to be part of the statewide exercise. Can you comment on anything like that, Max? And back over to you. You got a good net going. KE8DON from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KE8DON. Checking in on Tuesday onto one of the, with the SELC probably isn't a bad way to test your equipment out if you want. Given the crew we're going to have, I think, three in the communications room. So that tells me that I'm sure we'll be up on 40 meters. 80 meters is usually kind of a box for us anytime we're there in the morning. And so I'd say check in, at least meet on 7232 or thereabouts. You might hear one of the bots in there. I think it's going to be K8RDN. We'll also be operating on Windlink, MTSCS. My suspicion is it will be on DMR, we'll see once we get in there and who's participating. That'll tell us better how to shape up our communication plan. Next, let's go to KB9IAR to be followed by KB8SWR. Don, how are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. It was mighty cold for Winterfield Day, and I wasn't noticing there were a lot of one hotel stations. Can't say that I blame them. We did our punch on the air again yesterday, and a little over 300 contacts. We got a pretty good team there. That's about all I have. Back to that control, KE8DON, KE9IAR.
All right, Don, KB9IAR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPR, CNET.
Well, all those both contacts that you keep reporting every week, I mean, that's quite a bit of outdoor work in and of itself, so hats off to you for being able to do all of that. And hauling that equipment around isn't necessarily easy, depending on what you have set up and how you operate. Good stuff there. KB8SWR will be followed by KC8YDF. Mr. Jeff, how are things in Saginaw County down in the lower part there?
This is KC8YDF. Ron Easter over Saginaw County. Well, last week we had four stations that were out there, five from five. We have four antennas up. Switched off a couple of stations. Yes, the digital stations, EW and
Let's go to KC8YDF to be followed by W1BLU.
The interconnection that they've got with all the repeaters.
Thank you. I will stand by. If they don't return, give me a shout, would you? I'd like some information about the local radio, W1BLU.
Roger, we'll be listening. W88PS. This is better. What did you want to know? KBSWR.
Is the gentleman that answered my call still out there? W1BLU.
W1BLU, this is APATS. I have not heard anything from them since they went off.
Well, nothing this way either. Did I get your call sign right? Alpha Bravo 8?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Surprise.
Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Sierra. Well, thank you for coming back. I moved up here from South Carolina. Long story. Maybe we'll get into it. But I've become accustomed over the last year of them speaking slower. And I'm from northern Minnesota where we speak at the speed of light, you know, so I get it. But I lost a lot of the call signs that was being transmitted. And I was just... And, you know, I've only been here since the 20th of January, and I set up temporary antennas. And I was kind of surprised that I stumbled onto a net. And what net exactly is this?
It's the Michigan ARPSC net, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.
Oh, okay. And I assume it started at... 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that is. I know they've got a website out there too, but I can't remember what the URL is for it.
Copy that. How's my signal? I mean, I got a J-pole out there just slightly higher up than my roof line.
Absolutely, full quiet again to the repeater. Good signal, good audio. I'm able to understand you perfectly.
Excellent. And your first name is Pat, correct?
That is correct. I live in Bay City, but I'm mobile right now. I'm on I-75 at M81.
Well, you're coming in very well as well, and I appreciate your time, Pat. If you wouldn't mind, maybe I'll drop you an email so you get a little bit more info on me. I have lots and lots of questions about the new area that I'm in, and I'm an active ham and a VE, and I moved up, actually, from South Florida when my XYL passed from cancer 2 years ago. So I am definitely into emergency services, and I have put my services out there during the hurricane. So, and of course, you know, growing up in Minnesota, had our share of tornadoes too. So I'd like to get involved in that. But if you don't mind, I'll just drop you a line, and then we can exchange whatever, whenever. And don't feel pressured on anything, but I do want to get my feet started. And today's net was a good accident, serendipity, because I need to become involved even more so now that my XYL isn't with me. So anyway, back to you from W1BLU.
Break NAWRO assistance. ABS, go ahead, Frank. Yes, sir. Thank you. This is NAWRO, Macomb County ARPSC local. I could probably take this call if that's okay.
Absolutely. If you want to do that, that'd be perfect.
I copy. Whiskey 1, Bravo, Lima, Uniform. This is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. My name is Tim, Tango, India, Mike. I'm one of the AECs from Macomb County, ARPSC, local. Happy to help you out if that'd be okay.
No, I would prefer Pat. No, just kidding. You know, sorry, I got brought myself the South sense of humor with me. Yeah, that'd be great, and I appreciate you breaking in and listening to me. It was just a lucky accident that I was cleaning up my radios here and thought I'd turn on the scanner and it stopped on the net today. So why don't you look me up on QRZ, at least on the app, and I've got my email there, w1blu@yahoo.com, and any info, you know, we can save airtime. But it was really good, you know, to find out that my radio's getting out there, and Pat was important for that. He's mobile, and he was coming in nice and clear, and they're going to do nothing but get up higher and more sturdy. But, yeah, Tim. I mean, I appreciate the help. I'd love to get involved.
You can copy that. I am looking at your QRZ page, but I got one better for you. We've got a pretty robust website now, and I'd like to give you the URL. I don't believe you're mobile, so if you could copy, it's simply macombarpsc.org. Once again, macombarpsc.org. If you can reach that, you'll get all kinds of information. And I'm part of the membership team here. You'll be able to contact me either by phone or by email. You can even contact our EC if you'd prefer. And we'd be happy to have you as a guest at our next meeting, which is going to be on the 19th. At the MISD building on Garfield Road, and we have our local net that's every Thursday night. But I tell you, all that's on the webpage, and it's pretty much self-serve, but please feel free to give me a call. We're always on 7.2 in the FBI network as well. Back over to you, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, I'll do that. And by the way, my nickname is Blue. I don't particularly care for it, but I've had it for 50 years. So if you refer to me as Blue, only my sister calls me Dave. But yeah, I'll look that up. And as I mentioned, I've only been here a few weeks. So I don't even know, is Macomb MC? COMB or is it MACOMB?
It is your second option, the one with the alpha, MACOMB.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate the help tonight. And the weather is warmer, as I said. I mean, I lived in the South, but I'm born in northern Minnesota, so it's pretty balmy out today, and it's supposed to be balmy out tomorrow, and I'm going to see what I can do about my antennas as long as the ladder is sturdy in the snow, and we will be talking again. Do a lot of people frequent this net, I mean, this frequency?
Well, it is the VHF one that is dedicated to our local ARPSC. It is where we have our nets. So there's a lot, but of course the FBI network is a little bit more popular in the area. But we certainly can talk about that, you know, at the meeting or another time if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it again, Tim. And Pat, if you're still listening, thanks for the radio check. And I'm going to say 7-3 to you all now and let the frequency get back to normal operation. And I'm planning on a February 19th meeting. And Perhaps I'll send you an email, Tim. And thank you both very much. I appreciate it. 7-3 from Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform.
You're entirely welcome, Blue. Welcome to the state. Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform from November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well. Pat, thanks for the assist.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-K-N-S.
N-A-K-N-S, hello, Don. How are you doing? Did you get into the net? I think you had one letter wrong in your call.
I don't know about the right the letter or what. It was a little scratchy, but I tried. I think he got me, but anyway, then they lost the connection or something, so I'm still hanging out.
Hey, well, I got you on the air, totally optional, but you, Mike, are you going to be able to maybe make that meeting on the 19th, 7 p.m. at MISD? We're going to have a Zoom meeting with Jeff from Central Michigan on DMR.
Yes, I am planning on that. Unfortunately, I have two meetings on the same Thursday every month, but this one is becoming more important to me than the other one, so I'm planning on being there.
I copy that. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Dave and Wally kind of running it. Mike's got something else to do that day. But then I think at 7:30, that's when we're going to get the Zoom call in to listen to what he's got to offer. It might actually be a quicker meeting, you know, than normal, so that'll be interesting. But I am definitely looking forward to it, to get all the scoop on Beyond the Basics for MI5 DMR.
Yeah, the reason I jumped in here to get you was I got your information in the mail, and I plan on looking it over. And I guess that will be make me more of a member, I take it.
Well, you're already a member. You're number 25, unit number. But, yeah, you'd have to follow some of the certain, you know, as far as, like, becoming that level one within 6 months. But, man, if you're going to be at the meeting Thursday, we can get that narrowed down so you know exactly what you need to do. But, yeah, you've already come to some of the meetings, so you meet that requirement. Yeah, there's a lot there, but, yeah, I plan to help you out with that. I appreciate you making a commitment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting with you and getting a little more zeroed in on this stuff. There's a lot that has changed. Since now that I'm back into the hobby, things have changed a whole lot. So I just want to start from the beginning and work my way up. And I appreciate your help. So we'll look for you at the meeting.
Very happy to help out any way we can, Don. You have a good one. I'll cut you loose. I'll see you then. N-A-W-R-O, after you, I will listen out.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-K-N-S. I'll be clear also, and you have a good couple of weeks yet since we get to the meeting. N-A-K-N-S is clear.
This is KFA-FQN listening. KEALAX, this is KFA-FQM. KEALAX, this is KFA-FQM. This is KFA-FQM, clear. This is KFAFQN listening. This is KFAFQN listening.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha, X-ray, mobile.